reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there.
One more little adjustment here. Put these little temporary pins in. Now is all we need. Some more nails.
Should I go get the nails?
That's a good idea.
Okay, out with the old, in with the new. Now Shiny Time Station will shine even brighter.
Aunt Stacy, if everyone is doing all this work, how come Schemer isn't helping?
Oh, I think Schemer's gonna be busy enough today. You see, his mother is going to Snarlyville overnight.
But Mommy, Mommy, come on. But Mommy, I already promised. All right, if I have to. I, Schemer, do solemnly swear by the Schemer pledge to be responsible for myself while my mommy's away. I mean, what do you think I was gonna do anyway, huh? Fall apart? Okay, bye-bye.
My mommy's gone, my mommy's gone. And I don't even know how to brush my teeth by myself. I mean, look at this list of stuff that she wants me to do. Look at this thing. Take out the trash, make your bed, say please and thank you. I mean, what does she think I am, some kind of mature adult?
Oh, Schemer, hasn't your mother ever gone away before?
Not overnight, no. I can't do all this stuff.
Oh, yes, you can.
No,
you
can't.
Yes, you can. I believe in you, Schemer. Sure, you just gotta learn to be responsible for yourself. And if you ask people for a little bit of help, I'm sure they'll pitch in. It might be worth a try.
It might be worth a try.
Not she cares. She's got everybody working for her. Billy, the kids. Genius time. Children, rush over here, please, to see Schemer.
Oh, hello, children.
Children, how would you like to play a game today?
What's the game called?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The name of the game is Do Stuff for Schemer. And here is how it works. There's a list of stuff here. You go to my house and you do the stuff.
Deal.
Okay, here's how it goes. Take this list right here, go to my house, do the stuff, and I'll pay you on the completion of the whole stuff.
We can do all this.
Hey, come on, get your friend Kara to help you or something. Have I got to do everything for you kids? Come on, move it, let's go. Ah, well, a few more phone calls, and old Schemer is going to be living on Easy Street.
Yeah, kind of strange when you think about Schemer without his mother around.
Oh, I think it's kind of sad.
What's so sad about it? Schemer may not have his mother around, but then Schemer's mother doesn't have Schemer around.
That makes her the lucky one.
Billy, have you seen Dan?
Nope. Haven't seen Becky either.
Well, I'm here to work. What's our first step?
Your first step, Mr. Conductor, is to watch your step. That shelf is a nickel. Nailed him.
Mr. Conductor, are you all right?
All right? I appear for work and fall off a shelf? I've had better jobs, I'll tell you.
Sorry about that, Mr. Conductor. Becky and I were working on the shelf, but we never got around to finishing it.
Now you'll have to finish it without her. She and Dan went over to Schemer's house to do all his chores for him.
Schemer's house? Well, I suppose it's good that they went to help Schemer, but they should have told us where they were going before they left us.
And before they left me rolling down the shelf. Well, shall we get to work?
Nice and easy. This is my mommy's favorite picture of me. You kid.
Here's your bill, Mac.
Sure. No problem, my friend. No problem at all. There you are.
I owe you for this bill, signed Schemer. Are you kidding me, Mac? We need real money. Hard, cold currency cash. This is nothing but a dumb little piece of paper.
Hey, you'll get paid.
When?
When you do.
Instead of paying us, this wise guy here handed me an IOU. So, when do me and my partner here get our money?
Did I mention a tip? A nickel apiece? Cold, hard cash? And about those IOUs, forget about them. There's plenty more where those came from.
What in the world? Well, Schema, what is all of this?
Just a few things from home, Miss Jones, to give this place the illusion of three dimensions.
Oh, Schema, you can't be thinking of living and sleeping in the station just because your mother's away.
Sure.
Oh. Hey, 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 what we say?
Hi,
Jenny. Hi, Miss Jones.
What, are you kidding me? Huh? You are wheeling around Schemer's world-famous threads and clothes in a wheelbarrow?
Oh, stop your whining. I hosted out beforehand.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's dirty.
Dirty. Dirty. Dirty. Dirty. It's all dirty. 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 Ah, now this is clean. And take the rest of those and do them.
Now, when do I get paid?
Glad you asked that, Jenny. There you go.
What's this, an IOU? A piece of paper? I want some real money.
You'll get real money. Right now, I just happen to have a shortfall of nickels. I've been kind of de-liquefied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ginny, did I mention a tip?
Tip.
Did I mention two tips?
Gold. Next time, I might even wash your clothes in water.
Oh, Skeeter. Getting Ginny to do your laundry. What about taking responsibility for yourself?
Miss Jones, why should I when other people would do it for me?
Oh, Schemer.
What? What did I say? What did Schemer say? What? You want me to be responsible, Miss Jones? Okay, I'll be responsible. I'll play some music. On the old jukebox. And be me. You are always thinking, Schemer. You are a thinking man's thinking man.
I owe you one song. I don't think so. Man, those other cats may fall for this paper money thing. But not me. What do you say, gang?
No play!
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna unplug you and be done with you for good.
Well, he's gonna shut us down, Tex!
He's gonna unplug us!
Tito, I think now's the time to do that charity gig we always talked about.
You said it, sister. One, two, three.
I went down south to see Marcel, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Marcel, she is a spunky gal, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Oh, Marcel, she is a maiden fair, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. With curly eyes and laughing hair, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy fay. For I'm going to Louisiana, go to see my Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well. Well, my fairy thing. For I'm going to Louisiana, for to see my Susie, and I sing and follow while I do it all the day. Oh, a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. A picking his teeth with a carpet tack, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy thing. For I'm going to Louisiana, for to see my Susiana, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy thing. For I'm going to Louisiana, for to see my Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all day. Well...
This shelf won't be going anywhere.
Oh, I can't stand this. Have you seen what's going on out there?
Schemer's got everybody working for him, does he?
Yeah, he's even got Ginny doing his laundry.
Sounds like a dirty job, and one that can end up badly for everyone. Doesn't it sort of remind you of James and Percy?
Well, I don't follow you on that one, Mr. C. I can't see Percy writing an IOU.
No, but he's still got himself in an awful mess.
It was a splendid morning on the island of Sodor. James was feeling very pleased with himself. His red paint gleamed in the sunshine as he sped along the line. He reached the junction just as Percy puffed in with some freight cars. James was surprised to see him.
What are you doing here, Percy? You should be at the station by now.
I know, sighed Percy. These cars have been troublesome all morning.
That's no excuse, Percy. Nothing should stop us. Sir Topham Hatt relies on us to be on time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be on my way.
And James puffed importantly away.
Bossy buffers, muttered Percy.
James arrived at the harbor. It was market day. The harbor yard was filled with the sweet smell of fruit from faraway lands. The fruit was delivered in big ships. James watched as strawberries, oranges, melons, and bananas were carefully loaded onto his cars. Then he set off for the station on the main line. On the way, he met Thomas.
Really reliable, that's me, panted James. Pity the same can't be said for Percy. Goodbye.
What was all that about?
Gasped Annie and Clarabelle.
That was trouble. Trouble for James. Just wait and see.
Percy was back in the yard and busy shunting. He had the cars in good order and was making up for lost time. But the station master had bad news.
What's happened? Asked Percy's driver.
James's brakes have jammed. We need Percy's help right away.
Percy quickly set off to the rescue. James was stuck on the line and looking glum. Percy couldn't help laughing.
Got yourself in a bit of a jam, eh, James? A sticky situation? Be quiet. It's not funny having jammed brakes.
And not very reliable either. I'm surprised you let it happen, James. Nothing should stop us engines.
That's enough, Percy, said the driver. Can you push these cars?
Of course I can. There's no time to lose. James has done too much of that already.
James angrily hissed steam as Percy was coupled to the cars.
Off we go, said Percy. I'll have to go fast to get there in time. Those big engines are so unreliable.
Be careful, Percy, called his driver. But Percy was in a hurry. He didn't see that the switch had failed and that he had been diverted into a siding.
Look out, Percy, shouted his driver and applied the brakes. But it was too late.
The driver and fireman had jumped clear, but squashed fruit squirted all over Percy. Sir Topham Hatt arrived.
Percy, you are not to blame for the switch failure, but I do not run a jam factory.
Yes, sir. No, sir. And Percy squelched sadly away.
That night, the shed was silent. James and Percy felt very sorry for themselves. At last, Thomas spoke.
You know, he said to no engine in particular, there's more than one way to get jammed. We all learned that today.
Still, there was silence.
What's more, we also learned that sometimes when engines help each other out of a jam, things can still go wrong.
So, said a voice.
So, that means we learned a lot today, and therefore...
Then came a chorus.
We're really useful engines after all.
Sounds to me that the way Schemer's going, he's going to end up in a bigger jam than Percy.
Glenn, be a doll and toss it over, will you? Man, can't take his midday nippy nap.
Well, that is blanky.
Okay, Midge, go ahead.
Of course. But before I start to read your favorite story from your favorite storybook...
You're not going to give me a Betty bite kiss, are you?
No, Schemer. I was only going to say, pay me first or this story ends before it begins.
Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you are.
Oh. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs.
No. Skip that part about the two dopey pigs and that wolf. Go to page 8, paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3.
Yeah, page 8.
And so the first little pig said to the other two, you can certainly stay in my house made of brick.
Love this part.
But you'll each have to pay me a nickel to get in. It's called protection money.
Isn't that beautiful?
The two other pigs didn't have any nickels, and they said, but the big bad wolf will eat us if you don't let us in. So the first pig said to the other two pigs,
hey, what do you think? I made of money. Let the wolf eat bacon.
Schemer, this is the most awful version of the three little pigs I ever heard.
You mean there's another version?
I'm not going to read another word.
Hey, Schemer, we did everything on the list. We don't want to do any more. We want to be paid.
As you wish. There you are. Payment in full.
But this is a piece of paper.
Okay.
I owe you for working for me. This isn't real money.
Tut, tut. That is what is known in contractual law as a blinding agreement. I will pay you in 60 days. Hence, I can pay you whenever I want to.
Hold it. Open my eyes and shine in a flashlight, but are you telling us that you haven't paid anyone?
Well, depends what you mean by pay.
Pay? With money.
Schemer, if I hear that you haven't paid anyone...
Hey, what's the word, Ginny? Okay, Schemer, I got that grub you ordered. And it's juicy. You dig?
Wow! Crazy, crunchy crisp chips. Pistachio popsicle.
And the piece de resistance. A double whammy, triple cheese, cowboy beef burger. Swimming in relish.
Wow. I don't think I can eat those. I just had 15 Chili Willy bars.
Now, Scheme Man, let me lay it straight to you. I don't care whether you eat it or not. You're going to pay me for it.
Barton, it's not my place to say, but I have it from a very reliable source that Schemer hasn't paid anybody anything except in IOUs.
Is that true, Schemer? You're not paying anybody?
I mean... haven't you people ever heard of creative financing?
Get me a hot...
Hold it, Barton. This slimy, scheming worm is mine first.
Oh?
What do you mean? He's right here. Pop me out of a toaster. That weasel took a powder. Barton, fire up that overgrown paint mixer of yours. We're going weasel hunting.
Trouble this time.
Did someone say trouble? You know, if people were just more careful, they wouldn't wind up in any. Trouble at all.
How do you do that?
This is just a little trick of mine. And speaking of tricks, it sounds to me like Schemer's been tricking some very good people.
He sure has. He broke his promise to pay everyone.
Yeah, he's been really irresponsible.
He cheated people, and that's not good.
It's a shame when people don't take responsibility for things they say they will be responsible for.
You mean like helping Billy with the shelf?
Yes, I found out about that the hard way.
I forgot to help Aunt Stacy.
And there's something else. Perhaps if you draw nearer, I can make things clearer and explain such trouble with this magic bubble.
I have a lot of friends, so I take good care to pull my own weight, to do my own share, because I really don't need to ask somebody else to do the things for me that I can do for myself. My real good friends will come if I call to help me if I can't manage it all, because I do sometimes need a little help, but most of the time I try to do it myself. I can make my own room nice and neat every day, take the toys around my feet and put them away. I can pick up all of my clothes so there'll be enough room for my heels and my toes. I can walk my puppy most every day, because it's mine, though I'd rather run out to play sometimes. We walk along the street and down the lane, down the park and then back again. La 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 la, I can do it myself. La 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 la, don't need anybody else. La 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 la, I can do it alone. Most of the time I can do it on my own. So if you have good friends, I think you'll find they'll help you if you're in a really big bind, or if there's more than you can handle alone. But the rest of the time you can do it on your own. Your real good friends will come if you call to help you if you can't manage it all. 'Cause we do sometimes need a little help, but most of the time we try to do it ourselves. I can wash my own dishes clean, it's a cinch, put them in the dishwashing machine. In a pinch, I just take them from the table when I finish my food, 'cause to leave them all over is a little bit rude. I can make myself good things to eat. Let me think, I'd like a peanut butter sandwich, something sweet and a drink. I can spread it on the bread right out of the jar, grab an apple, pour a drink, and there you are. La 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 la, I can do it myself. La 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 la, don't need anybody else. La 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 la, I can do it alone. Most of the time I can do it on my own. La 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 la, I can do it myself. La 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 la, don't need anybody else. La 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 la, I can do it alone. Most of the time I can do things on my own.
Looks like there are a lot of things we can do on our own.
And there's something else you can do on your own. You can admit when you've made a mistake.
Well, look who walked in.
Yeah, it's about time you two got here.
Stacy, Billy, Becky and I have something to say to you.
Yeah, we're really sorry we didn't finish our jobs. I guess we could have been more responsible.
Well, the first step in becoming more responsible is learning to do better. You and Dan, you are responsible people. You know how I know? Well, responsible people realize when they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. And you were responsible enough to admit it, which is more than I can say for some people.
He's absolutely a schemer, and he's me.
The wonderful me.
Schemer! We're gonna have to talk.
Miss Jones, I am so far ahead of you, I already am.
You mean you're ready to start to take responsibility for yourself?
Take... AJ. Good joke, Jonesy. No, I just realized that I had overestimated the intelligence of my employees. But Schemer has rectified that situation.
To all those people that wrote IOUs, how I'm willing to repay them.
That's right, with this. A lifetime membership to Schemer's Arcade. And I read, For every 9 times someone uses one of the machines, they get one free machine used once a week, every other month, leap year excluded.
Schemer, sounds like they'll have to come here an awfully long time before you'll be able to pay them back.
463 years, to be exact. Miss Jones, I'm always thinking. And remember one thing. If it's not in here, it's in here.
Oh, Schemer, I don't think all your employees are going to be so happy with that idea.
You think that I am scared of Midge Smoot, Barton Winslow, and Ginny?
Who's that lady who just got off the train?
Ginny and Midge Smoot are talking to her.
The lady has a big, great big hat with flowers on it and a plastic skunk.
A plastic skunk! Plastic! No! Oh, it's my mommy! She's come home early! I gotta straighten this place up! Miss Jones, I have to straighten the place up. I told my mommy I would be responsible for myself, but I haven't been so far, so please, come help me, quick. Jeez, please, Miss Jones, I promise you, I'll give you a 2-year subscription to my place.
No, no, not this time, Schemer, no, Schemer. You got yourself into this, you have to get yourself out of it.
I took the family Schemer pledge. I gotta fix this place up. I know I can do it. She'll never know it. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. She'll never know. She will never know.
It's too late, Schemer. She knows already. I told your mommy every last detail.
What did she say?
She said, one of these days, you're gonna have to learn to take care of yourself and how to be kind to others, even when she's not here to take care of you.
Well, where is she now?
Oh, she's at home, waiting for you. She wanted to be there when you got home so that she could help you brush your teeth and find your blankie and tuck you into your beddy by.
Good. I guess that means I'm finished cleaning up around here anyway. Mommy!
Reach for the speed. Reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station.